This is North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC. I'm Phoebe Judge. The number of people in North Carolina returning to prison after being released is on the decline. Those are the findings from a new report released this month, which show North Carolina has had one of the biggest drops in recidivism in the country. In 2008, President George W. Bush passed the Second Chance Act. The idea behind it was to provide resources to states and communities to address the needs of people leaving prison so that they hopefully would not return. North Carolina was one of the states to benefit from that funding. Bill Rowe is the general counsel and director of advocacy for the nonprofit organization, the North Carolina Justice Center. He says before 2008, the recidivism rate in North Carolina was a big problem.
Well, we had a fairly high recidivism rate back in those days. I can't tell you exactly what that number is. I think sometimes it's thrown around that it could be 30, 40, 50%. Sometimes it varies on how it's measured. But there was a great concern because we had an increasing prison population, and the state was spending a fair amount of resources building prisons and just on the correctional system itself. That was a huge part of our budget in the state for quite a while.
And so after 2008, when the Second Chance Act was put into place, North Carolina received more funding and is allocating more funding for programs such as those direct programs, counseling, mentors, support systems. And it did have an impact. Is that correct?
Yes. The short answer is yes, but then that money went away. I mean, what it is federal grants that would come, be for a period, and then end. And so North Carolina has struggled over the years of having some federal dollars that support these programs for a period of time, but then those dollars end, and then it's difficult. We haven't done a very good job of filling back in the resources that are needed for those services.
But in 2011, the state kind of took matters into their own hands by passing the Justice Reinvestment Act. What did the legislature here in North Carolina recognize and do?
Well, that was a very positive development. And one a couple of good things about that was that it was a very bipartisan effort. It was led by a group called the Council of State Governments Justice Center, and they were really a convener of all the interested parties, and that would be the leadership of the Republican legislative branch, also the Democratic leaders, the governor's office, law enforcement, and it was to take a look at the data, to do a really deep dive into why we have so many people in our prisons. Why is the prison population growing at a certain rate in North Carolina? And what they came up with after looking at that data was that basically 50% of the prison admissions back at that period of time were for people who were violating their probation. And so that was a huge number of folks coming into our system were people who were on probation that we were hoping weren't going to be coming back to prison. Over 75% of those, so three quarters of those people who were violating their probation, it was not for a new offense or for a crime. It was violating some term of their probation. And that we were sending people back to prison for that. And so then I think a light bulb went off for everyone saying maybe those people don't need to go back to prison and there are other ways that they ought to be dealt with to try to make sure that they're successful in reentering the community and keeping them out of prison. And so that's what the Justice Reinvestment Act tried to point towards, was really trying to create some more tools for probation officers, really, and also changing a mindset that when people may be failing, instead of sending them to prison, we might do some other things.
And this must save a remarkable amount of money, it would seem, considering the cost of putting someone back into prison.
Well, and I can't give you the dollar amounts, but they're out there. But over the last 3 or 4 years, we in North Carolina, we've closed 9 correctional facilities. And for those violations from 2011 to 2013, it's 10,000 less people going back to prison. So the changes in that form for justice, for that act that the state legislature did, had profound effect on at least not as many people in prison and not as many people going into our prison system so that we could close some facilities.
So it started one could say maybe in 2008 with this federal money, with this federal program, the Second Chance Act. Then in 2011, North Carolina takes it into their own hands and starts reforming their own probation system. There's a new report, a new study from the National Reentry Resource Center that came out last month, which shows that North Carolina recidivism rates have dropped from 2007 to 2010. Somewhere in the range of 20%, a rather large percent. That's a big impact.
It is a big impact, and I think many of the things the Justice Reinvestment Act has done and some of the things the report talks about are just beginning. So we may see more and greater impact if the state keeps moving forward in the way they have been. But probably the biggest impact was this change in how we dealt with probation violations. That's probably the most profound effect. And then the other one that has been a positive development, but we're starting very small with only pilots, is having local reentry councils. There are a handful of those right now in the state.
What are they?
Well, the concept behind them is that local communities, and many local communities have always been doing this, but the concept is to bring together lots of different stakeholders in the community who have an investment in people succeeding that with coming out of prison or with criminal records. And that can be victims' rights groups, that can be law enforcement, it can be judges, it can be business folks, but it also brings together the treatment or the service providers. And the idea behind it is for that to be communities to be organized enough so that they are setting up what we like to term a seamless delivery system of those services to folks. So if I'm someone who's been released from prison and I'm in need of housing or I'm in need of literacy training, I don't go searching randomly in the community, but through these reentry councils, they have organized those services for those folks, and people can get access to them.
And how does North Carolina compare? I mean, according to this new report, North Carolina is doing remarkably well compared to other states.
Yes, I would say North Carolina is doing better than it had, but I do think there has been an effort in the state for a number of years now to look at recidivism rates, to look at what the best practices ought to be to try to help people not go back to prison, and then to try to set some of those reforms in place. I think the unfinished work right now that a number of folks who are working on with this on the ground are the resources for the services for those individuals. It's called the Justice Reinvestment Act for a reason, which is that there was going to be savings by having less people going to prison, by having closing prisons down or facilities down, that money then would be used to reinvest in communities for those services we talked about before. And that's the part, I think, of the puzzle that hasn't been completed yet and is a work in progress.
Thanks for being here.
All right.
Bill Rowe is the general counsel and director of advocacy for the nonprofit organization, the North Carolina Justice Center. I'm Phoebe Judge, and this is North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.